Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day, listeners. And welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast. G'day, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, Waz.
That's good. A little bit, we're a little tentative with this one because we're introducing something new to Tradies in Business. Well, I don't think we're introducing anything new to Tradies in Business generally.
Nothing to tradies, no.
When we use some rude words in an episode. But you may have noticed from the title of today's show, Fuck It Friday. Ooh, that felt
weird.
You
did it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just, you know, braving new ground there. We're just doing episode every once in a while on a Friday where we just talk about stuff.
Where we basically say, fuck it, let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of beating around the bush or doing a nice how-to and we've got templates and all that, which are really cool episodes and that's still our focus for the show. On a Friday every once in a while, we're just going to, fuck it, let's talk about this. And so today... for the first Fuck It Friday, we're going to talk about swearing.
Yeah.
On a podcast.
Yeah.
And we literally just had a conversation about this, and I should have pressed record beforehand, but we'll recreate it for you, where I sat here in the studio saying, I don't know, should we really be getting all potty mouth on the podcast, you know? Are we going to offend people? And I realized that I was caring way too much.
You were giving too many fucks.
Yeah. And I've read the book by Mark Manson, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It still feels bad,
hey? It's weird.
And yet, with my mates, you know, typical male behavior, profanity and all that is just a normal part of conversation. I have become a lot more aware of it in recent years and certainly in the last couple of years. I am much more conscious about my use of profanity because I know it does upset a few people and
sure.
I think we can get a bit lazy with it. And actually, I like not using it now consciously and finding better words to describe things.
Sure. As a mum to teenagers,
I'm sure you've heard a few words.
I've heard a lot and I have to be quite cautious about my use of swear words because they tend to then think it's okay for them to do the same.
Yeah. So, because I wonder where the line gets drawn here. Like, so my daughter's seven, right? And she lives in another state of Australia and long-time listeners to the show will know that a bit about my personal background. But basically, my daughter lives in another state a long way away with her mother, who I'm no longer married to. But... So I don't get to see her a lot and I'm not in her day-to-day life. So it's easy for me with our FaceTime relationship to never swear.
Of course.
And it was a bit of a philosophy of mine when we were all in the same house years ago, not to swear in front of my young daughter. Because, again, I didn't want her, I think, growing up to be lazy with her language.
Sure.
And I think there's a time and a place for the use of it. Fuck It Friday episodes is obviously the time and the place for us. And in our other episodes, I find it's not actually natural.
I don't think it's necessary.
To swear.
Interesting conversation that you've just had in that I am 40-ish with a big emphasis on the ish. And I have probably heard my father swear twice in his whole life. And he was just horrified that he'd accidentally swore in front of his daughter. And he doesn't even say shit in front of me, nor do I swear in front of him. So I think, and that was one of my dad's big fears about me being involved in construction was the way people, men in his description in inverted commas, or quotation marks, would be saying rude words and speaking in his terms in a vile way about work and women, and that wasn't okay for his little girl. So I feel it's a bit of a cultural change. I think that times have changed. I am quite comfortable with all our children now are teenagers and some are young adults and some even live overseas. And they'd be telling you I'm not shy of a swear word here and there. But I also have, as they're getting older, found myself trying to control that urge, I suppose, because it is lazy, and often for me it's just is born from frustration. It's an easy way to describe how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, and I think generationally as well, I probably notice more profanity being used by younger generations.
Yes.
More frequently and with less awareness about how other people might feel about that. And now, absolutely. I think I'm too far, and I have certainly been too far the other way, where I give way too many fucks about what people think.
Mm.
And that's been really damaging for me in my life. But I see a whole group of people that give not enough.
Or any.
They don't care enough about how that impacts other people. And,
yeah.
And I know I'm starting a huge social media trolling, you know, opportunity here for people to give me a whole lot of hate about this. But I'm not saying millennials are the problem, right? That's not any of that sort of crap. But I've just noticed in the workplaces especially that I don't think there's a level of respect shown. And I think in some ways, you know what? I think you have to earn the right to swear.
I agree. I really do. We spoke about this recently and I was saying that we were with some clients and, you know, we have two kinds of clients. Some clients are quite happy to swear and others aren't. And it's my job as the facilitator for that meeting to ensure that I wait until the client swears before I've earned the right to swear myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I sort of let people open the door first.
Correct.
Before I lower the tone?
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
I think it lowers the tone of conversation, but it can also be a pretty cool way to make things more casual and personal.
Yes, I agree.
Because it's how I talk with my mates.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of naturally flow with, you know, I've got some mates who are just absolute potty mouths in every second word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of how the vernacular, how the language goes. And then there's other friends of mine and groups of people that I hang with that it's used for impact and that's about it. And some don't swear at all. I tend not to swear in church when I'm there. It's not a good way to endear myself with the congregation.
No, I don't think that would go terribly well at all.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's this perception even of Christians.
Yes.
That they don't swear.
Yeah.
And that's a crock of shit.
Of course it is. Hello. Ding, ding. I think, too, if I could say that there's been a real desensitization to what I would call the really bad words.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you have the orange zone.
Yes.
Of naughty words.
Yeah.
And then there's the red zone.
Yes.
And then there's the triple skull and crossbone black zone. You know, like the double black diamond run thing.
That's it.
Whereas like you don't use those ones unless it's really called for.
Well, we don't, but I would say, you know, my kids are teenagers and young adults and they do. It's almost like it's...
What are we talking here?
Like, I'm you don't not have saying to say it. The word. I am not saying that word. That's a line I won't cross. Word? The C word.
C word has so much of that attached to it, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
The C word does not get used in this house.
No.
At all.
No, like I'm not a fan.
I think I've used it maybe once or twice.
Somebody must have been being very naughty.
It was justified, let me tell you.
Mm.
And I used it knowing that it had the shock factor.
It had the impact that you were after, right?
And that's what I think happens with when we swear too casually, when we use profanity too casually, I think it actually loses its impact and it becomes pointless anyway.
It does. And look, in my experience on job sites, to bring this back to tradies and thinking about how I really learned to swear was on the job site, it is just part of the everyday conversation. It's become, they're almost descriptive words. They're they're all kinds of words really, but they're, you know, it's not hot. It's fucking hot. Or it's not... I didn't have a big weekend. I had a fucking big weekend, you know?
It's a very universal word.
It's such a universal word.
But what if we said, it's not hot, it is so incredibly hot.
See, that sounds right hotter now to me than effing hot.
Yeah, because it's become just such a nonchalant way of describing it.
Yes.
It's fucking hot. Like it's thrown in there.
You barely hear it, actually, when you say it like that.
Unless you travel overseas and then people look at you like you've just stabbed the queen in the neck.
That said, hang on, I have a story here. My mum is a bit of a collector of things. And one year at Christmas, mum collected a few backpackers to bring to Christmas lunch on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And they were from, I think they were Swedish, if I remember correctly, but I may have that completely wrong. And every second word they said around, now I run a pretty formal household. We sit down to Christmas dinner with Queen Manners, and these two backpackers, every second word was the F word or the C word or you name it. They were saying it. It was just an eye opener. And I had little kids at the time. That's a whole nother story. But it was just, I don't even think it was about their generation. I think it was just very commonplace.
Yeah.
For them and where they came from.
It's a cultural thing, perhaps.
Yeah, very much a cultural thing for them. Though I would dare say perhaps the older part of their community, maybe not so much, but maybe a bit older than, you know, maybe our age, it's more commonplace there.
Mm. Yeah, it's an interesting concept and I still, I mean, I'm probably a bit old school in terms of business learnings and, you know, being raised to show respect to people and that sort of stuff that, I don't know, I'll be honest, you know, fuck it, it's Friday, it's our episode. I think some of that stuff has been watered down a bit.
I agree.
In the workplace especially.
Mm.
And so, like, I would never swear at work.
No.
And first meeting with a client, I will not be the first one to swear.
No.
If they open the door, I'm in. But I still will make sure they swear more than me.
So do you have a little mental tally? Power,
yeah. It's like I'm, you know, ding, there's another one, ding, there's another one, ding.
Okay, my turn. Now I can do it.
So it's like a 3-to-1 ratio for me. And that way I'm swearing less than they are. So they can't ever feel like I went too far with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And was disrespectful or overly familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've lost a lot of that. Again, it goes back to what I said earlier. I just think we've become very unconscious with our use of profanity.
I agree. And look, the whole idea of these episodes on a Friday with that word, because I've said it far too many times now and I'm no longer feeling comfortable about it.
You've reached your threshold.
I have. I really have for today. The kids won't be hearing any today.
I think I've got a few left in the tank.
It's about stimulating conversation, isn't it? It's about getting not just us talking about what's going on, but we want to hear what you have to think about, what you've got to say about on this issue as well.
I think that was Nick's way of saying was shut the fuck up and finish the episode. And I reckon I'm down to my last one because I'm starting to feel a bit squeamish sitting in the chair here, knowing that there's people listening to this that haven't heard me use this many profanities in one podcast episode.
No, it's
ever.
Been a cracker, hasn't it?
So we'll have to put like 5 E's for explicit on the show for this one. But the thing is, we want to hear from you so that our motivation with these episodes on a Friday, Effort Friday episodes, is what do you think? What do you think? Hit us on the something page. I don't know, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't
come
really
to
care.
Facebook. Look, come over to Facebook. Come join our group, Tradies and Business. Just search in the groups.
Were you going to swear again then?
No, I wasn't.
You said...
I was trying to remember the word Facebook. Yeah, they're close.
Yeah.
Hit us up. We'll drop this in there when we send this live. You tell us what you think.
Mm.
Is it something that you do on site? Do you think it's overused?
Mm.
Is it something you really don't mind or care? Have you thought about it? Let us know what you think.
All very good questions.
Mm.
Anyway, fuck it. It's Friday. Till next episode.
Have a great weekend.
Hey-ro.